Yo.
Yeah, we just tell them what we did.
And we just recorded like half of the episode, and now we're
20 minutes.
restarting the episode
20 minutes
completely.
down the drain.
20 minutes down the drain. We have to restart it. I don't know. There's a lot of, I guess there was, for me, I felt there was a lot of noise, and I felt like it didn't wasn't fulfillful enough. We do this for y'all guys, so we just redid it.
So let's
Oh.
go back. Let's just completely go back. What were you talking about first? It was space travel, right?
Rewind. Okay. So today's topic for all our creative minds who are tuning in today is space. Our beautiful, beautiful, empty black, pitch black, nothing space. Or maybe there is something. We don't know. We'll talk about it. So the first idea was, what do you truly think of space travel? So what are your opinions on space travel in general?
I think its advance is inevitable, but we'll be dead before we even see something amazing, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see a few
Honest.
interesting things, like maybe getting humans to Mars, but we'll be dead before we see anyone going into a black hole or anything like that.
Honestly, I think it's a good investment, but the idea that the whole Earth has not been
And
like looked into yet, especially the oceans, which we're only know 4% of,
yeah, we
maybe
know
we'll
more
find something in
space
the
than the
ocean that'll
ocean.
help us. And we know more space about more about space in the ocean, which is a little wild to me. Because what if there's something in the ocean, like a resource that we have no clue about, that would actually be able to help us to space travel or make the world more efficient, so we wouldn't even have to worry about space travel in general. But the ocean, there's a lot of things that you gotta think of when going into the ocean, including pressure, what you could throw down there, what you can't throw down there,
Mean, there's
visibility.
sea creatures that. I mean, there's myths, right? Some of them are myths, but some
There's
of
a lot
them
of
are
myths about them,
straight up
yeah.
things that we don't know of, like literally the land below us, because there's land below us, you know? It's just the very bottom of the sea. Like, we don't know anything. We don't know
We
what's
don't know
there.
anything, yeah. It was crazy because one time I was thinking about it, it was like, what if all the extraterrestrial life were looking at the wrong area and extraterrestrial life was on Earth?
Like Pacific Rim.
But yeah, but it's like under the water, and it's just
That
like
would be crazy.
that would actually be wild.
That would
But
be
I was actually wondering about something. I was thinking about it in movies like Star Trek, Star Wars, and Interstellar, especially Interstellar. Let's grab onto Interstellar because it's one of the most realistic movies I've seen about space travel. I wanted to highlight one scene in particular. Whenever they went to the planet that was orbiting the black hole, the water planet, the one
was
where they thought there
Gargantua
was a
the
mountain.
black hole, yeah.
Yeah, the one where they were like, oh, look, it's a mountain, but then it was like a tsunami and it killed off like two of his buddies. Right? That one. What do you think? Do you think like the negative of like maybe if we go to a planet where time is different? And time goes by, they're different. And let's say you left your family back at home and you come back and they're dead. Do you think that con outweighs the pro of being the next Lewis and Clark, but for out into space?
Elaborate on that a little bit more.
So let's say me and you, they throw us on a spaceship. We left our families here, right? And they're just like, you're just gonna go to this planet, which is similar to the planet in Interstellar. It's orbiting the black hole at a safe place, so it's not blowing up or getting sucked in or anything. And we're gonna send you there. And somehow we do have the travel means. I'm assuming that we have the travel means, and we can get there in like a day or two, or like maybe even like a couple of months, right? We get there and we step on the planet. Warning is every hour is like 30 years back home,
Yeah,
right?
I mean if I had to,
If I
sure.
would do it just so we could get more research on planets, so maybe we could help Earth. But the idea of if you stayed there for too long, your parents would die. Like your parents would, if you left your parents at
Want
40.
you watch your own children die.
Yeah, pretty much. Like in the movie, he watched his daughter let her go from a little girl to being like 40 years old or 30 years old.
And he was only out there for a few months.
A few, I think it was, yeah, a few months or a few days or a few weeks, I think. And it's wild to me. Honestly, the ending to Interstellar is very, very, like, I think it brings in parallel dimensions along with space travel at the end. But like the idea that in other planets and in other systems, time might move differently than on Earth, and you might genuinely be like, let's say I left like for like a child here or something, and I go to a planet like that, and like by the time I get off the planet and finish with my research, that child is like dead. Like he's dead, and he's had grandkids, and his grandkids had grandkids, and just to come back into a society like that is just like, it's almost like time traveling. You're pretty much time traveling. You're gone, and you came back in a whole like hundreds of years afterwards, and just to think that con might outweigh the positive side of actually space traveling. Because if I have to leave my family for multiple years and not knowing how many years, because maybe we don't know enough about the planets, and come back and everybody's skin like skeletons, that would just be a little wild, because it's like redistributing yourself into a new...
yeah
it's like the idea of immortality, how people don't like it, because like if you're immortal you don't die, and so you get to watch everyone you love die.
Even when you do, even if you were to get on a planet, you'd only be on there for a few minutes. Once you get on the planet, you realize that it's enough information to the point where you know it's useless. You were only a few seconds of just knowing it was a failure. Years and years and years, decades.
Yeah, if it's in that scenario, let's say we were in the movie Interstellar, or we found a planet like that, and me and you, they send us two geniuses, creators of imagination creates, and they send us down there, and we're just like, God, we got to figure out if this planet, and like they have no information, right?
It had to be the quickest thing ever.
And if we don't know that this planet is actually multiple years back home, a normal researcher would take a couple of weeks or days to actually study the planet. We would be on there for weeks or days, and literal eons would pass back home. We'd have no clue until we got off the planet and went back home.
The things that could happen while you'd be gone. 7 years and years and years, like decades, generations could pass.
Beyond that,
everybody has a nuclear war and everybody's dead.
Dead. Yeah, beyond that, even the mission that sent you, so the control center that sent you is gone. Yeah. So when you come home, they're going to be like, what the hell is this? We thought these guys were dead. They're going to be like, who are these guys?
Exactly, yeah.
So it'll be a very confusing situation for both of you, because they'll just be like, what's going on?
I mean, to think of something like that was ever possible, I would be talking. I don't know, man. Like,
yeah, but let's start on a more realistic path. Elon Musk, my man with big brain, wants to take us to Mars by 2024. Now, do you think that's a feasible action to take us to Mars by 2024?
What do you mean feasible?
Is it possible? Do you honestly think we could get to Mars and land on there?
Yes.
In 3 years?
Yes.
I mean, honestly, I don't know the technology that's in the world, but if you can make it do it, if you can make it happen, man, because that's like the next step. But what I first thought is that I thought the first step would be the moon, because the moon is only 3 days away via spacecraft. If you take a spacecraft, it only takes 3 days, while Mars, on the other hand, takes a couple of months, I think, if I'm right, to get there. If it takes a couple of months, I would assume that the moon would have been the best option. But I mean, Mars is the better option, because it used to be. It shows signs of having water or ice caps, stuff like that.
I think he wants to go to Mars as soon as possible. Because let's see, how old is Elon Musk? He is. He's turning 50, by the end of June. I mean, depending on how many years it would take to get advancement and getting to Mars, he would want to be alive for it. Plus, he's the brains of it all. So,
beyond that, I think just the funding for such a project was never there. Like, nobody, or even like NASA, who was exploring Mars, like I think he kind of sped up the process for the exploration of Mars. I think he was just like, we need to do this now, and he just was like, okay, now that we're doing this now, I'm gonna start building stuff and helping people figure it out, so at least I could. I'm unsure if he's going to be able to see it happen, because nobody knows when they die, but like, I'm unsure if he's going to be able to see it happen. But putting the building blocks and giving the resources definitely pushes civilization, or pushes those with the brains and everything, to keep going and moving forward, even if he was to die early.
Yeah.
Ooh, space, man. Could you imagine if you were, I don't remember this one movie, but, or this one scene, I can't even remember. I don't even think it's a movie. There was this one astronaut in this movie, and she got hit by space debris, right? And she got knocked because there's no friction in space. You just keep moving, bro. Like, if me and you were joking around outside the spacecraft, and I, like, roundhouse kicked you for fun.
You'd be constantly floating forever, right?
Yeah, you'd keep moving in the same direction with the same speed until moved by until something hits you and you start moving a different direction, or until you grab onto something. And so this astronaut, there was space debris, and understand space debris as small as like a pebble could destroy a spacecraft because of the speed it's moving at, because it's in the orbital zone with everything else. So if you're orbiting like Earth, right, if you're like on the edge of the atmosphere and you're orbiting, right, or I think it's called free fall, I think what that's called. Mm-hmm. Any space debris there is moving as fast as you. So like a pebble is moving faster than a bullet, so it will go through the spacecraft and cause problems. In this movie, I think it was like a shard, or it was like a broken satellite hit them. She got hit really bad, and she kept floating. The harness that was holding her to the ship.
You stay alive or what?
She stayed alive, but until like obviously you have a limited amount of oxygen, and when you freak out, like you start using more and more of it. So she was obviously having like a panic attack, because regardless of if she lives or dies, it's only a matter of time until she keeps moving out and out and out and out until she like runs out of oxygen and dies, right? Because she got smacked and there was no way to bring her back. The harness broke. The little jetpack she had that was for like the air pulsar, I think, I don't know what it was called, but it was pushing her forward. She was able to push herself forward and back, completely broken. And so she had nothing, but she was floating all the way, like she was floating away from the spacecraft and away from Earth. Now, if it was towards Earth, I'd say she was gonna burn up anyways going into the atmosphere. But I mean, at least there's hope. Even if you know you're gonna burn up in the atmosphere, she's going away from Earth, she was done. She knew she was gonna die, and she was just constantly breathing heavy. And that's one of the things that I really thought about, is just a disadvantage to space. Space is not the ocean. The ocean is very dangerous alone. But in the ocean,
I think space is much more survival. Like,
no, because in the ocean, if you
think about it, you know the amount of pressure that you'd be like
actual obviously, yeah,
in the ocean.
But like, what I'm trying to say is like in the ocean in general, not like if you can get to the surface, you can survive. If let's say you got to the crushing depths and your thing was able to handle it, and now you need to get to the surface, if you're able to get to the surface, good. If you're not able to get to the surface, you're done. Space, there is no surface, and not surface. There is, or else you're held onto a harness or in a spaceship, or you're floating with zero friction for the rest of your life in one direction until something hits you. And even if you die, it's crazy to think is that even if you die, that astronaut woman in that little snippet I saw of the scene, if she was to die, her body would still continuously float through the galaxy till it hits something. Just continuous, nonstop.
How this? He told me this a few weeks ago, that if Earth was even a millimeter off of its position, it wouldn't be able to sustain life. So we'd all be.
Oh dead. Yeah, Earth is actually like
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy to me. It's like everything is perfect on Earth. The tilts of the axis, the orbit speed, how close it gets to the sun, where exactly it is. If any of those measurements was like a little bit off, you would have been screwed. Like, there would have been no
humans. We wouldn't even exist.
We wouldn't exist. And then just like the kind of like the beauty of Earth, but it also makes you think back to back to the idea that if it's this hard to have life, would there possibly, where else in this ginormous universe,
there has to be.
I mean, obviously, but like to get fractions like that and to sustain intelligent life, it makes you really think how special Earth is in general. And even if there is life, how far is it? Because just extraterrestrial life is very cool to think about, but maybe not all of it would be intelligent, because maybe we'll find like bacteria. Bacteria is extraterrestrial life. If it's not on Earth, it's extraterrestrial.
Even if it's a plant, yeah. As long as it's
So like if we find anything in the ice caps microscopically inside Mars, that's alien life for all we care. But it's single-celled organisms instead of multi-celled organisms, so it's not going to be like an actual, it's like
a lot of people, I'm not sure how you say this, but it's a stereotype to think that aliens are going to be these scary looking creatures, right? But they could be anything, right? They could be in the shape of a circle with circle sphered legs that move
Mike
around.
Wazowski.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to have legs and arms and a head,
Yeah.
right?
It could literally just be like,
Life can be in any form, so.
imagine having like smart mosquitoes. Like they come to Earth and we're just swatting mosquitoes during the summer and they're just like our brethren.
Like my dad says, is in a planet, like in some parallel universe, so super far away, there wouldn't be like bodies, you know? Like life wouldn't be sustained in bodies. They could possibly be sustained in these little spheres that just, you know, just roll around. Like we don't life out there doesn't necessarily have to have legs
Legs and
and
arms
just, you
and
know,
weaponry and
all your
stuff.
body traits.
All right. Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but for all our creative listeners, this sponsor is for you. Listen up close. It's just gonna be short, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Attempt number 20. All right, we're back. all right. So back to what we were talking about. Initially, we kind of left off on extraterrestrial. All
All right, let's go. Come on.
right. Okay, initially we left off. For the ad, we left off at extraterrestrial life. And speaking of extraterrestrial life, did want to ask you the big question that a lot of people ask and a lot of people make conspiracies about, and there are scientific theories about. Do you believe extraterrestrial life exists? Why or why not?
Yeah.
Why does it say why or why not? It's
Okay.
not a textual evidence question on a test, bro.
I mean, it'd be foolish to think that there's not life out there, right? I mean, we haven't even stepped foot on Mars, and Mars is a few months away from us. The universe is infinite. To think that there's not life out there would be ignorant.
Kind of, yeah. But what if, well, I mean, I believe there's a chance life is out there. Does that mean we're ever gonna find it out? Like find out about them or them about us? I
Yeah,
believe no.
it's pretty simple. We are life and universe, right? So if somehow this universe was able to put us humans, us dogs and animals and stuff, how could there not be something similar to that somewhere out there?
Something similar to
Because if
somewhere
it's
out there.
possible for us to be here, then it's got to be somewhere else.
Yeah, but there's a I kind of like I kind of do want to say I believe aliens might be out there, but I also want to say the idea of its perspective. So there might be something out there, but if we never meet them, for all we know, the universe is empty. By facts, we know the universe is empty. By the thought of the idea of universe and how it's still to this day expanding, you would
That would take
think
time.
that there must be something out there.
To think that we could be alone, that would be terrifying. To
That
think
would be
that we're
terrifying.
not alone, also terrifying, but terrific.
It's terrifying to think that what if they find us first? If they found us first, that means they're more intelligent than us. If they're more intelligent than us, they must have better
Yeah, and
weaponry.
then the whole entire country is gonna react badly, and then.
Not even bad. What's the go bro? If let's say we're the world's government, the American government, and the aliens come down, they found us, bro. They have laser beams, and we have AKs. What are we gonna do, bro? Like honestly, the alien's gonna be
Yeah.
like, give us your cows. What are we gonna say? No, we have guns. We'll kill you. No, you're not gonna kill me. I have a laser beam. I will erase your atoms. Like, that's the scary part, is if they're friendly or not. And there's just in general intelligent life, when you think about it, even humans, we are intelligent life. Sometimes we tend to get greedy and selfish. So if they have selfishness and greedy, that means they might have corrupt governments. They have corrupt governments. That means any alien coming over here could quite possibly be coming for an invasion, which could quite possibly mean, what are we gonna fight them off with? Like the only way we'd fight them off is if we like went into their armory and stole their weapons and then fought them with their own weapons. Then we're at least gonna be in the field. But if you tell me like what is an army weapon, like military grade, like assault rifle, gonna do against a laser beam, I'll tell you nothing.
Extraterrestrial lives could just be humans, but It could be extraterrestrial life, could just be humans, but in a more advanced time. It could be us, but in a time where we're much more advanced. You know, in 100 years, I'm sure we won't be using bullets. I'm sure we'd be using some sort of, I don't know, lightsaber. I don't know. Come on,
Anakin.
So
Anakin. Bro,
so I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, this stereotypical shape of alien that we've seen in movies and stuff, you know. Doesn't even have like a body trait, you know. It could be a sphere moving around.
What if they're like the parasitic aliens? Like, you watched the movie Aliens, right?
No,
no way. You did not. Are you serious?
The Alien movie?
Yeah, all the Alien movies. There's multiple Alien movies.
I mean, not the horror one. No.
No way. Okay, well, they're pretty much, the aliens are a parasitic, the xenomorph, that's what they're called, parasitic alien species that they got something called facehuggers. The facehugger will jump on your face and implant a baby inside you, and the baby will pop out of your chest, stomach, sometimes back, sometimes face.
That's disgusting.
It's so disgusting. And then just to think, if we were to find something like that, so the alien life we find are parasitic, and they just come and they like lay eggs inside of our mouths, and then everyone on Earth just becomes an incubation chamber for them, and they just turn our planet into an incubation chamber. What would we even do?
So it's a parasite.
Yeah, and that's the idea, is maybe alien life, because I wouldn't say the aliens are dumb. I wouldn't say they're dumb creatures, but I wouldn't say they're intelligent life either. Like, they got a hierarchy. They got like a hive mind, kind of like bees. Bees aren't stupid. Bees are actually intelligent creatures, but they aren't anywhere near humans. They do have like the hive mind and everything, and like the hive and a kind of their own community and society. But if you really think about it, humans are still top of the food chain. So they're going to kind of be like oversized bees that need humans to incubate, or they need other species to incubate their
eggs. What I think if there's to be any extraterrestrial life out there, it's only brains that they have. They only have thoughts. That's it. I don't think they actually have like that emotional response to you know, just stuff. They're probably
not a consciousness.
Yeah, I think they probably all work as one.
Oh, so kind of like bees. So they'll be kind of like animals, kind of like bees, telepathic. Because I wouldn't say bees are telepathic. They just kind of like a hive mind and everything. So kind of like ants. They're just going to be like ants. What if we have like the Cold War, right? But aliens versus humans. So it's like just two planets, Earth and like the other planet, and Earth is just completely like threatening this planet, and the planet's threatening us back.
Independence Day, have you seen that movie?
Oh my god, bro, Independence Day is so good, but it's so terrifying.
It's like, such a dramatic movie, but it's so good.
What do you do when that happens? Like an all-out war between two alien races? Like I just want to know what like the countries were thinking in that movie. Like, what are you gonna do against a laser beam? Please tell me, like, what are you gonna do?
I mean, how do we even know like they would have something like that, right?
Well, I mean, technically, if they find us, if you really think about it, if the aliens find us first, that means they must have more advanced technology.
Oh, no. Life out there could just be these adorable little-looking animals.
Teletubbies.
No, like, actually, they could just be a family of cows or monkeys. They don't necessarily have to be these
terrifying creatures
that are going to kill us all.
You know what's depressing? Is if they're cute little, like, animals with no consciousness, we would be the type of species that would put them in cages.
Like, we've all perceived extraterrestrial life as something that's gonna hurt us all.
I mean, you know, they could be small little animals. And you know what's really funny to me?
It's a very bold assumption of us.
Us humans are so destructive of environments and species of animals that extraterrestrial life will probably not make it past the
whole suit. We all hate each other so much that we even think people we haven't met, people that we don't even know exist. We already assume that they hate us, right?
Or that they're bad. A lot of people go into like, obviously not me. Like, I've seen a lot of people go into like conversations protectively. Like, they're just like, bro, I don't know you. You don't know me. I think you're a bad person without knowing the actual person. But like, another thing, like, you've been to circuses and stuff like that, and you're just like, the way Earth has treated our environment and our species of creatures.
Yeah, it's...
Is if extraterrestrial life is like you're saying, like some just weird-looking monkey or weird-looking like,
cow? Really know. The government probably already has seen something that we don't know of. They probably got some creatures.
Most likely. And I think we'd end up like putting them into zoos. I think we'd end up hunting them if they taste good. I think we'd end up just we literally destroy the life on that planet, and it's something that kind of upsets me. Is like, dodo birds did not die during no ice age. Dodo birds were alive during the dawn of man on a specific island. Humans found dodo birds. Dodo birds tasted good. Dodo birds had zero predators on this said island, so they couldn't fly. Had no defense systems. They're just a dumb bird waddling around because all they've known is be a dumb bird waddling around. There's always food. No predators. Humans brought along with them birds of prey. Brought along with them types of foxes. Types of, like, wolves. Along with them, they've brought their herds of sheep, pig, which ate everything. And humans loved the taste of dodo birds. So we killed the dodo birds until they were extinct with no regard to what we're going to do to them. Like, we just killed them because they tasted good. So the dodo birds literally were during, like, I think it was like the 14 or 1600s. Like, here, let me search it up real quick. When did dodo birds go extinct? Dodo birds went extinct in 1690.
1690.
Think about that. They were spotted in 1662 and killed off by 1690. We thought these birds were so delicious, we just completely ended them. And there's the myth that, oh no, dodo birds died during the Ice Age. No, dodo birds actually did not die during the Ice Age. They were alive during 1690. Like, they were here. Like, they were here. And guess what humans did? We just ate them all, turned them into a good cuisine, and then ran out of them. So that could be possibly what we do to extraterrestrial life, and that's just kind of upsetting.
Treat them like that, yeah. I'm gonna say what I said. I think I'll try to keep it as simple as possible. I think if there's obviously this is conspiracy,
mm-hmm.
conspiracy, but if there's any form of life out there, I feel like what if our decisions are already made, right? Our future and our past,
yeah,
were already made. And if there's to be any life out there, every single galaxy is a moment in the past. The present is the galaxy we live in constantly. And some galaxy out there, it's every future moment that happens from now on. So in some galaxy out there, whatever we say within the next 10 seconds, that's already happened. So it's, in a sense, I feel like extraterrestrial life doesn't necessarily have to be unknown things, but rather what we live, simply things we haven't lived. So in a sense, it's a timeline, right? It's a timeline. And if
so, initially space travel will just at that point be time travel, because that galaxy has extraterrestrial life from the future, which is just us, yeah. Right? The future is traveling back in time.
That's a pretty good, it's reasonable. It gets to the point where that's kind of reasonable why if you get enough light years into space, that's why seconds and hours turn into years, because you're traveling through time. So I think what I'm saying kind of makes sense. What if there's no actual life out there? What if what we're looking for out there is something that's already happened? And we simply can't get it because we're always stuck in the present.
Bro, I have another conspiracy. What if, like, us groups of humans, at one point, we were actually intelligent enough that we were able to disperse throughout the galaxy, and extraterrestrial life is just another civilization of us. So it's us, but a long time ago, we were able to disperse. Like, that would actually be so crazy if, like, one day we discovered
the aliens
on a whole different... Yeah, like a whole different planet, light years away, and it's just like... Jeff from Minnesota lives there, or not even Jeff from Minnesota, like Jeff from continent of Asia, it lives there, and we're just like, bro, how do you even get here? And it's just like, that would be so crazy if we, like, we're to meet other humans from other timelines, because, like, imagine if it's actually how it works. That would, like, kind of combine. But imagine if they'll get, like, if the universe itself kind of worked as if, like, every single decision we made, right? So, like, in a decision like the Cold War, right? Like, I think I said, yeah, like the Cold War, right? What if that happened here on this timeline? right? But on a different timeline, parallel galaxy, kind of, sort of, right? Didn't happen. Like, how would, like, do you believe parallel, like, galaxies might be real? I think parallel galaxies might just be,
I think, like I kind of just said right now, if there's any parallel universe out there, it's what has happened and what is going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, I see that. I see
maybe
that.
I don't know, man. It's mysterious, spooky stuff.
It is, bro. Imagine, like, here's the thing. We've never actually, like, it's like when you hit upon the extraterrestrial life. What if, like you said, extraterrestrial life isn't like a body, animal, or creature? It is genuinely like an entity. So it's just a thought floating around, like an intelligent thought floating around in like a bubble.
Right. Doesn't necessarily have to be in the shape or form of what we see. Because you think this, the way we all see life is as something that is with a body, something with a heart, a brain, legs, arms, stomach, you know, etc.
Yeah, anything that's conscious is intelligent life. So if it like understands emotions and stuff, it's immediately intelligent life. So anything could be intelligent life. We could literally find like a cube that rolls around and understands what it is, who it is, has its, like, they have their kind of like their own society, and that's intelligent life right there. It's not threatening to us, but it's intelligent life. It's nothing we imagine, but it's intelligent life.
Exactly, yeah. I think that'd be the most interesting ever to realize that.
We're just completely wrong.
Life out there, if there is life out there. And the idea that scratching the whole timeline thing already being written and stuff. You know, imagine if one day we figure out that life out there was these little shapes, or, you know, I don't know.
Then geometry will become important. Find the Pythagoras theorem of the new alien species.
I mean, I think that could be a place where math takes in and understanding why, you know, life had these little objects. I don't know. Or they could also be in the shape of gases, or, you know, like smokes or something like that.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. That would actually be really cool if we had like a gas form of a human, or not even a human, a gas form of an alien form, of like an alien form
that moves around.
All right, space is very vast, and we will probably have multiple episodes upon this, hitting upon space in general. Thank you for everyone tuning in today. Good night, good afternoon. Keep creating, keep imagining, keep your minds working, guys. We'll catch you on the next one.